the gift of grace, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. He had those two things. And God will hit the glory in the midst. So why he brought that message about grace and the behavior, the habit, don't mean that God got it covered. No, grace was given for us to have the power of not doing things, even things that our mindset, our flesh want to do, but the grace, the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace that came through the blood of Jesus on the cross, give us the power to overcome anything Satan put at us, anything the world put at us, anything feeling put at us, anything man put at us. So we have to walk in that. Notice it's a gift of righteousness, it's a gift. And so a gift, you have to constantly receive it. A gift's a gift. A gift is constantly coming to you, especially like eternity and the abundance of grace. So that's so important. So you only have two things going on. You got curse, sin and the curse are the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Now Satan will try to fool us to believe you ought to be lackadaisical. He wants to pray for him. He wants to go through a formality. He wants to go through a routine. He'll never stop talking about those three things in the Our Father prayer. Our Father, first thing, the intimacy that we have with the Father is uttermost important, and it is the blood of Jesus that made it possible that I can call God my Father. I have to meditate on that enough to have the reality. My dad's nickname was Tom Thompson. I knew he was my dad. And I knew if I could get to him anytime I'm dealing with something, he was going to protect me. So we have to develop that relationship. And then heaven, a man or woman who knows the potentials of heaven, unlimited, beyond, deeper, there's nothing that can handle heaven. There's nothing that can stop heaven. And so that I have the potential of not only having the intimacy of him being my Father, but I have heaven backing me up all the time. And then I go, Our Father, which in heaven, holy be thy name. Mm-hmm. I remember I studied this years ago, about 25 years ago with Larry Lee, on the Our Father prayer. It's so important that you keep the intimacy up, that you recognize heaven backing you up, and you recognize that Jesus brought the provision of all the names of God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tzidkenu, he's my righteousness, Jehovah Shammah, he's present with me. Jesus brought all the provision of those names to us in himself. That's why Jesus was so powerful. Jesus lives all those names out of the body of Jesus. And what's so wonderful about it, God has given us the right that we can live these names out in our lives like Jesus lived. There's so much calling us. Sometimes we can't hear. There's so much calling us from the side of the curse and sin, calling us and dressing itself like it's right. And the large part of the church is formed with that because they don't know what's happening to them. That's why I tell these people who come here, you don't have no idea what's happening to you at this church because I'll teach them Tuesday knowing how to stand on the promises of God, line by line, the substance of promises. Security of the promise. When you learn these things, if you listen and learn these things, then you come to the realization that this world is not my home. I'm passing through you. And if you become more eternal minded than abundant minded, see the church has become abundant minded and they want stuff. So, while they're busy getting their stuff, the enemy robbing them, stealing from them. Because they have the opportunity to walk with God in holiness and righteousness and hold the curse and sin off your life. I was listening to Romans chapter 6 this morning, and the Apostle Paul declared, if you read it, he declared that no sin should have control over you. Grace brought holiness with it. Mm-hmm. But the key word that you want to remember here, none of this is automatic. You cannot say it, read it, and don't. It has to be accessed. It has to be activated. That's a two. See, there are three A's. Nothing automatic. Not automatic. God is not automatic. God has to be accessed and activated by faith. Every day, every hour, every moment, every voice that speaks to you. In the atmosphere, that's another word. In the atmosphere. So he's not automatic. He had to be accessed, he had to be activated, and wherever you go, you have to set the atmosphere. Because the atmosphere is contaminated with sin and the curse. The atmosphere is contaminated with sin and the curse all over. So you have to bring your atmosphere with you. When you walk into a store, when you drive your car, any activity you attend to. There's a lot of pretense, a lot of falsity. So therefore, we must have, and this is a word very carefully, because of all the activities, evil activities that look like it's real, as men and women of God, we will have to have at all times discernment. Discernment. Being able to see through falsehood or seducing spirit. They're out there everywhere, seducing spirit. Seducing spirit don't dress like a clown. They dress in three-piece suit and two-piece dress in a blouse, real nice. And so not just that at large, you have to have discernment. I think one of the greatest things is you have to set your mind that you not no longer on the stage of making decisions or making choices, but the old song said, I have decided. Choices and decisions are not the same. I don't have no choice. I don't have no choice. I got to do the thing the way God wanted done. I don't have no choice. So therefore, I don't have no choice. My soul don't have no choice. My body don't have no choice. Nobody else around me will give me no choice. I've made a decision. Once you make a decision, you got it. See what I'm saying? I think what happened is Christians are going around making decisions, making choices, making choices. Well, you need, I'm decided, every day I get up, I'm decided to do the right thing, and then I ask for help because I know I can't do it myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I think you come to a point of maturity. I don't think there's enough maturity in the body of Christ. They have the things of God as a sideline. It's one of the things that we do. Like, they put a little dressing on it as if it's important, but it's not as significantly important as it should be, because it is the only decision you have. Everything else you have to decide. See? And then you'll be walking, then God will start talking to you and showing you things before it happened. And, you're going to be challenged. The challenges are to come. But the challenges are for growth. You're mature in every challenge. Everything you go through, you mature it. Because if you drop back on God when you're going through it, you're going to show you something else. be strong and how to never doubt it. You know what I'm saying? So around here on this job, you have to recognize it's not a regular job. It's just an atmosphere. This thing we got pushing this vision now. And great things and mighty things are about to happen. So I want y'all to be ready. Let us pray and read the first six chapters of Romans. You know, if I seem sometimes a little hard to you, we spell that maturity. All right? And that's where you want to go. You want to go where when somebody look at you, they don't even think your name will be. You see Jesus. That's maturity. That's not no great ability. Is what Jesus said, blessed are they which do thirst and hunger and thirst after righteousness. See, and I've seen it here. I can't walk in a room, because if I walk in a room, the first thing they put in my head about Jesus and holiness. And that's the way it's supposed to be with all of them. But you got to spend a lot of time because the magnitude of this can't come to you by just being a Jew. You have to be in that fellowship and relationship with God. And you need to feel sorry for yourself because you're not like that. Don't feel sorry for the person who's like that. Because that person is in a place being way beyond just getting a revelation out of the Bible. I see that. Far beyond that. The life is far beyond that. And you have challenges and you have situations you just got to deal with because the enemy tried to stop you. Just keep on moving. But you want to ask God. I don't know if many people ever ask God, give me the hunger and the thirst for you more than anything else. They actually haphazard it. But because they want to keep some of the other little flies they got. And then God that you have to reform is going to be as important as being a year talking with him. You're upset at the world. All this going down? Who?
Who?
What are you doing over there? What?
You want down here?
Yeah, you don't want down here. In Montreal?
No.
Who?
My kid.
Your kid? Oh, the kids. Where Montreal at?
Right.
Oh, I thought you said it was Montreal. What?
No.
I gave my 15 minutes this morning. I was born in 9:30. Mm-hmm. Give every employee that pride on your Sunday. Don't some of y'all got it? You had three pride. The pride of life, the pride of the Sunday, and another one,
Can
I serve
one for
you? Yeah. The spirit, y'all need to have that on your bed, having your boy, have it closed by you, and y'all need to read it every day, pray every day.
Yeah.
What y'all doing, answering the phone, dealing with different people. See, I had some discern, but I missed that woman's show. I should have never took a picture with her. You got to deal with such things that Hazel wasn't here Sunday. Hazel father. Ray father go talk to my wife. And told my wife, a lot of people asking for Hazel. And you know, I just want to let her know she's all right. And Calvin asked him, said, do you want a mic to do that? He said, yeah. But no, Calvin, no, you don't need no mic to do that. Just ask the service, give it to pastor. Let pastor pray with you. And give you a handkerchief to take to her. And he says she's doing all right. But while I'm giving the invitation, Ray come up to me. You know, I'm a little fella. And he tell me, he said, hey, they're doing Hazel out. Now he didn't talk to my wife. My wife had told him what to do. Understand? He said, you know, Hazel, everybody asked for Hazel. So I discerned that he wanted a mic. But he didn't talk to my wife had told him what to do. My wife, me talking to him. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit of God kept me I let that way say, I said, okay, Ray. I said, I'll be praying for her. And I walked off. But you got to have the son. This woman who come will present me a presentation of some decree. I don't know where she get the authority from, but I'm a great man of God. She got it all rolled up and signed. And so when she said, I got something for you, I wanted to give it to you in front of the church. That means she wanted a mic. So I said, no, let me see what you got. So I read, and she said, let's take a picture with it. Let's take a picture. I said, no, I hang that up. She said, Spirit, tell me, don't take no picture with her with that improper proclamation she can't make to me. She's trying to build herself. She's trying to get under me, to get under y'all. You see what I'm saying? So I took the picture. Then I'm going out, and one of my usher tell me, she said, see that piece of paper? I said, yeah. Yeah, she been passing, she tried to pass it out of the church. I stopped. I said, come here. I called her back to her. She said, yes, sir. She said, hungry as you be. I said, you been trying to pass this paper on here? Oh, no, I just give up. No, I said, well, I should stop you. I said, now I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You don't never come here and do something you don't find what the authority wants you to do. So you will rebuke. See, oh, yes, sir. But she was caught. That's the spirit of the son. And that's what we all, that grace, we all has to be wearing. And it'll build on you. It'll grow on you more and more if you pray that prayer of the son. Got David, Dan, all of them praying. Every morning, we got three of them. That prayer of the son, I think we need to start with it. And when y'all are praying in the morning, you need to pray. We just start your prayer. I have it with you. Pray somewhere on your phone, whatever, what you want to do. But just keep praying. You're not going to minister to your family, about yourself. You'll be able to discern when Satan's trying to discern mean seeing spiritually. Thank God, because we're saved. We have what you call inner eyes that can see deception. Not only so you can't go by your feeling, because Satan can get beyond feeling. So a person can put up a good picture to you, and you don't, I've had that happen to me, and you don't realize that they're working for the enemy. But when you discern, I've gotten around people, and I'm not pronounce this right, a guy that come, that thing will detect, you get around something. What do you call that thing?
Guy that you're right.
Yeah. That thing, I get around people and bell, alarm, everything that's going on. I'm standing there talking, I'm looking at them. But I'm watching. I'm about to get away from here. I receive. It could be a female or a male, it could be a group, it could be a minister, it could be somebody you know real good. You just gotta get it from around them. I know it's dangerous, very dangerous. The old patriarchs would call it seeing through you. Not only hearing what you're saying, not only seeing what type of garment you got on, they see through you. They recognize that something wrong with you. A lot of times people think they're getting away from something, but you can't get away from putting that discernment. That person, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the Spirit, that's the first three gifts. The first three gifts, a revelation gift, every one of us should have them functioning in our lives. More people coming in now because of the shifting that we're making and the conduciveness that we are setting in this ministry. The Holy Spirit will spread it now and bring more people. Like that family, many families are coming. So we got to be mindful of what we say, mindful of what we do, and we have to pray, make sure that we all live consecrated lives. Now, consecrated life, I can't live it. You got to pay attention. I can't live my consecrated life. So it's the Christ in me that I'm yielding to that keep me living a consecrated life. Very important. Trying to share the spirit of thing with you. I just prayed for a rope bass, a woman, and a cat, Teresa and her husband. I prayed for Bella Diaz, and then I heard these words. Now, see, you got to be ready for these words. What paint? Paint, the color paint. What paint, Frank? That's the way it was. The minister took it beyond his comprehension. And then he said, Lord, what that mean? Now, what in the world, what paint? Paint? Well, I know paint is a soft color, and it has beauty with it, but I don't even know what you're talking about. But I'll just give you an idea. Sometimes when you're praying, something will come through that you don't quite understand. That's him getting you out of the norm and taking you into another zone where he can talk to you through his language that you can't interrupt him or add something to it from your own natural mind. See, people thank God I'm here. No, God, he talks sometimes in a riddle. I assure you, one of the revelation gifts is in what pet thing. I used to hear my spiritual father talk in this dimension and just look at him. We ain't no way to talk about. You know, after a tragic period of time, I began to connect with it in those zones that the average man would never see. You know, because of all things, I know one thing, that pink would bring a good thought because it's soft. You can't fight pink or that color. You see what I'm saying? It's one of his glorious colors. Something good got to come out of the situation. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A situation that looked black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
A situation that looked great.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I can turn it into great. And that's the type of intimacy you got to have. Beyond self-effort and the sense ring with God. A lot of things we do just self-effort, just we fight every way because it's not that important to us in the depth of our soul as it should be, because we got such an agenda. Our agenda is so big. And we got God, you know, sometimes in this little corner. Now, here's your set time. The next 6 hours, I'm not going to think about you. I don't even want you in my office. In a sense, you don't say that, but just tell me. You have to build yourself that you have to set a time for other things, but he's always there motivating what you do. And that's when you turn black and gray and dull into pink, something alive, that you can rejoice and enjoy yourself in spite of what other things look like. Once he gives you his color, the other color, you know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of relationship you want to develop with God. Smith Wigglewood, a lot of people didn't understand. I heard his daughter some years ago telling about her dad. It's different. Yet when it's time to shift in the spirit world, Smith was shifting the spirit world. Brother Hagin had some of Smith anointing because he stayed under him a lot. He studied behind him and preached his material. He had that anointing. Now, we're dealing with The giving with rash substance should not fear. The substance of things hoped for and everything that they not seen. Rash substance. Around here, y'all need to be growing. The average Christian shouldn't be able to walk with y'all. Because y'all around here in this atmosphere all the time. They're not there, I talk to you. This is 46 years of pursuing God every day. And very few people get the opportunity, but y'all have. Matter of fact, I didn't get it. I had to pursue it. This don't just come to you. You know. A lot of times what we call revelation is a religious idea. It's things, for lack of a better word, revealing the natural really didn't come from the spirit. I'll tell you one more thing. Man never did nothing. He always had to use raw material that God created. The iPhone, the internet, all came from raw material that God created. Man never created nothing. You go along talking about the creation. Columbus discovered America. America was never lost. See, we get these ideas about man. We don't want to give God the glory. You can see God showed himself. What time is it?
9:37.
Are you at home? You see on the camera. The reason that people are not hungry for God, they're eating too much other stuff. That stuff, what is that stuff they put on in the hamburger at McDonald's?
MSG.
Huh?
MSG.
MS what?
G.
G?
Yeah.
G?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the stuff that it got MSG in it. See, I'm not talking about McDonald's now. I'm talking about anything that leave God out got MSG in it. It got a good taste and it taking too much of your life. That's why Satan gives us a substitute for the spirit. You never get in the ring with casting clay thinking you can fight. Or that big boy with all the spot on his face, wasn't that real? What did boxing man with all the spot on his face?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. You don't get in the ring with Mike Tyson talking about, I think I can fight because I got gloves on. You dead. And that's what we got to think about this thing. Some people just not going to make it. It's not that important enough to them. Training. Here's what I heard. There are booms, B-O-O-M-S, coming. And bombs. And B-O-M-B-S again. Be in the boom, not the bomb. In other words, God's going to deal with a lot of stuff going on. Man think they're in control. And a lot of them going to do destruction. Make sure that you're in the boom. The boom is not from the bomb. The boom is from God. In other words, it's sort of like these two words don't even go together, but it's sort of like blossom. God will point out his spirit, and people will be walking real close to him and protect him. But there are many going to be destroyed because of disrespect. God said, I'm the Lord, I change not. I'm quick in mercy, but then there'll come a time where God says, all right, that's enough, and he wipes us out. That's the bomb. When God comes, destruction comes. If nothing happens just to happen, this disease that came out, those people have no respect for God. People got to hide in the hole over there to worship God. And the men don't ever want to see it. They won't say, oh, it just came up. No, sometimes God just drop a bomb. And keep yourself close to God. And no matter what happened in your neighborhood, be consecrated, be separated. Don't be caught in it. Stay in the boom. Don't walk under the bomb. That's the way God talks to you. You really see it, catch it. I'm praying to hear this. I don't know what it means. Roll over, big toe. I never heard that.
Who?
Roll over, big toe.
No,
That's back in the day. I heard it while I was praying. I hadn't heard that in 40 years. Roll over, big toe. By every street statement. I don't know what it means. Now I got to ask him what he told me. You see, so a lot of times, you never heard what I'm about to say. A lot of times, God talks street talk. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, he know all of it, mm-hmm. And he know what relates with what.
Mm-hmm.
It's dynamics that I'm real versatile, but. This is too deep to explain. You gotta catch it as you go. You got a spirit. You gotta catch it as you grow. Actually, life is unexciting, mm-hmm. unless you get here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can provide it. TV, cars, houses, marriages, money. Life is really unexciting. If you just tapping and touching, you'll live your whole life and never see it. Most good Christians will never see it. They'll never see it because they got too much other things on their mind. And they'll call you a Bible nut, help nut, Bible nut. They call you a different man. But it doesn't matter because they just haven't seen it. They're not hungry for it because they don't know what it is. When I was a boy, we used to eat the lunch meat sandwich every day. Lunch meat, they call it lunch meat. I think they still got it. Ham and stuff, no, I'm just trying to show you. I thought I couldn't go out without that lunch meat. That was my day. When you put God in the right place, you gotta have plenty of it. More Christian on the fast than you think. Fast than God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most Christians. See, you fast? Oh yeah, I fast. Yeah, they fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Most Christians fast more than anybody else. They're fasting God because see. After prayer in the morning, God's finished. And I'm praying, but my mind not on God, I'm just praying. Because this is my regular routine. And I don't want you to bother me. You ain't gonna say it. But in essence, you're saying, I don't want you to bother me no more today. But why you breathe all day? Who enabled you to breathe? See, God didn't die with COVID run. I'm sorry for so COVID died. COVID brought some of this stuff on the ship because he said you're going to die and be a martyr. You're going to be real careful by improper teaching. See, money can't teach you. Improper teaching, the boys get big, but they need somebody's hand on them. I tried to put my hand on Deion Sanders, sit back in the car and talk with him. He thought I wanted some money. I had money. But God had placed him under me through David that I could put my hand on him. He'd have me having a good wife and I wouldn't be running around doing all this stuff. You know, I don't understand. That boy that moved it, God said, I invited him to my house and his wife. He couldn't stand the breaking down aspect that I've broken down, that he wasn't that important. Just sit there and worship God, told my members, stop shaking your hand, get all excited, go sit down. He couldn't handle it. But they want their glam, their flags. Couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. I could tell you some other guys God didn't put, pretty superstar guy, God didn't put me close to him, and didn't recognize why he was doing it. You want to train them and develop them. That money they got ain't gonna get it. Ain't gonna get it. We get it. What time is it?
9:54.
Oh yeah, we're at 15. Move me at 10:15. You have the words. There's a word for everybody in here. In your relationships, you, and I'm usually like the English you give me, you've got to do better. In your relationships, you've got to do better. That's with your family, your loved ones. You see, you've got to do better. You've got to stop the enemy from bringing up crap. Clap his tail. Stop it. Don't say what you first want to say. Be quiet. Mm-hmm. All right? That's what I heard. That's what you're talking to me too. Mm-hmm. You've got to do better in your relationship. The little jive and the little jabs and all that stuff, that's crap. Be as serious at home as you are abroad. Well, I tell you, that's like a bee sting in you, right? No, it ain't all right. That's what he said. It ain't all right, but you let it go on. Well, you can still have it. Because the enemy is setting you up to sneak stuff in. You let it go as it's play or don't mean much, but he's working on something. And so don't let it happen. Scripture says, small foxes that spoil the vine. Looking for a wolf, looking for a tiger, but you come through a fox. Cheat. Fox look friendly. Seems like he doesn't have no harm. But he's spoiling the vine. You know what I was in there? I was all up in the Alps. Snow all the side of the mountain. I was up in the Alps. He just took me and let me see. Mm-hmm. I never been up no mountain. But I was all in the Alps. I was looking. I stopped to tell y'all I shouldn't have stopped, but I might have saw something else. But Lord, now, snow everywhere, just white mountains, it took me, as soon as I said it, it took me that. Now, interpretation. There are so much in your relationships that you're not seeing because you stand low with those little giddy things. If you get those corrected, you really begin to see what you really have. I see now the apps was leaving off the hill. Keep your life on the hill, little hill. But if you confirm with what the Holy Ghost is saying to us this morning, step by step, you're going to find your marriage, your relationship, intimacy with your church, you're going to go up to the apps. And you'll begin to see some glorious things that are going to get by you because you're too busy doing them things on the hill. There are other things you need to see, but they're up on the apps. They're where you can't take yourself. These places you're going now, you're taking yourself. But if you let me take you and pause, be slow to speak, swift to hear, I'll take you. And he told me too, I'll take you to places that you've never seen before in your marriage, in your relationship with your children, your grandchildren, whatever. I'll take you to places. Here's what he's saying. Listen, children. Routine is mean. It has no passion. It has no protection. It can do no piercing into another realm. It's just routine. And it'll keep you in the same place the rest of your life. In your relationship, you'll never go to the apps. You'll always be on the hill. And you look and you see millions of people on the hill. But when you get to the apps, you go long distance, see no one. Because it's rare that people be in that dimension in the spirit. It's fresh, it's bright, it's new every morning. Because your potential change your peak when you use them properly. So much potential going to waste. Waiting with little gibber stuff. So there's a certain amount of disrespect that will be eradicated at this moment. Routine. Routine assassinators of revelation. They call you every day, routine calling you. Go down the sand pad, go down the sand way. And there were revelations ready to come in your relationship. But routine make it stay at the same level. It's a shame what you've been missing. That's what it's hate. It's a shame what you've been missing. All these years you've been missing. Sam Oldman. So let a fresh wind begin to blow and yield to the currents of that wind. That's me blowing you to another level.
Yeah, everybody.
You're more of a flesh person than a spirit person. And that's why our intimacy can get no greater. Enjoying the flesh and missing me. That's the average person. Just enjoy the flesh. That's what Satan wants. That means you can't have fun in life. But cheap flesh in his place. You saw like, I'm sure I'm gonna share these steps here. Somebody might be holding a hand out for me. I'm gonna go up these steps 25 more times. I've been up there 27 times. I'm gonna go up these steps and come down. When I get to praying. You're gonna be holding me out. See? But it's just some trying to challenge you, but you don't have to stop. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna walk, come back down, go with a book in my hand. Every day. That's what you got to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a crybaby, you can't say, well, no, just do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. I tell them, I don't want them to come on. You gotta get them around. I just go maybe day, I go maybe day a year until I went upstairs at my house this morning. Got up with them one night. See what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. There's some sink in your mind, and you go repeating it, and then everybody help you on earth. Gotta watch it, man. So that's all I have.